I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, CM Punk goes scorched earth on AEW and pretty much everyone in it.
And could AEW be about to move All Out 2023? I'm Adam Wilborn.
And we are living in a fever dream.
We've both seen the Rocky movies as well. And this is the news.
I've actually not seen the Rocky one with the thing that we're talking about. But hey,
okay.
Yesterday, of course, me and Phil jumped on the channel and we covered that Dave Meltzer report talking about how CM Punk wanted back in AEW after doing that little Instagram post about Steve Kern's book. And it was a Tony Khan decision. So me and Phil recorded that. It's up there. You can watch that one if you want for the full context. But CM Punk has just burned the world down in the aftermath of this.
That lasted long.
Yeah, this came out yesterday, right? And so you had the Dave Meltzer report that we talked about, but Dave also talked about the situation a little bit on his message board. I'll just read you the post. Do you know why they didn't advertise Punk versus Moxley longer and why it had a short build, referring to last year's world title program? Because Punk agreed to it. Then AEW got a legal letter saying he wasn't down with it and wasn't doing it. And they didn't know if he'd come until Tony put his foot down. There are a lot of nice things I can say about him, and you can absolutely argue that his position on Moxley was correct, but you can't argue he willingly did what he was asked in that scenario. So there was actually a fight report last year talking about how there was an episode of AEW Dynamite where people didn't think Punk was going to show up.
I enjoyed Sean Ross Sapp taking his little victory lap today.
I love it. Take your victory laps when you've earned them. Shout out to Sean. Punk went on Instagram.
Yeah, if you've not seen this, congratulations on living under a rock, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. It's been deleted, but it's been screenshotted by everyone, and we've got it on our website. Check it out there.
Why bother in that scenario?
Yeah, just leave it.
Everyone's seen it.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing, Phil Brooks, you sausage. Okay, I'll just read this. Why not? Sigh. Starts with a sigh. I wasn't cleared to come back and wrestle yet. The plan was to wrestle at the pay-per-view. I sat and listened to Moxley's Rocky III idea. I explained how I'd never seen a Rocky movie. I thought the idea sucked, but if the boss wanted me to do it, whatever. He said he wouldn't lose to me. I'd never experienced someone refusing to lose to me. I just laughed. I asked Tony if this is what he wanted. He said yes. He's the boss, so I said okay, but I'd need to be cleared first. Of course, he was injured prior to this. They kept saying that it could just be a squash, so I didn't need to be cleared. I scoffed at that. My health is more important. Dave Meltzer is a liar. Chris Jericho is a liar and a stooge. There were plans, but plans always change, but I'll never put a company above my health ever again. So there's a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Alleging that he wrestled the squash against Moxley while not cleared to compete. Calling Dave Meltzer a liar, calling Chris Jericho a liar and a stooge. I've spoken enough.
I have a bigger issue with this, but I'll still save it because it's slightly more lighthearted for the end finally a little bit later. I rapidly went yesterday from, oh good, I want to see CM Punk back in the wrestling ring if I'm perfectly honest. I don't really care where.
Yeah.
And I got my hopes up for about 3 hours yesterday.
Me too.
I thought, good. What is it? Cooler heads will have prevailed here. Yes, you know, a lot of stuff happened, but we're all adults here. Let's get around the table. Let's apologise to each other. Water under the bridge. Let's get back to the wrestling.
Yeah.
Then this drops. He's shooting shots at not only Meltzer and Jericho, I think you and I have sort of discussed this outside of the studio.
Yeah.
Moxley.
Yeah, this is it. Like,
so not like Jericho's one thing. Meltzer is, you know, a journalist, so we'll get the stuff he always gets.
Yes, he gets that crap.
Very excited to read The Observer today.
Dave Meltzer addresses his enemies.
Here we go, baby. But I don't know, Moxley's the one that really, I think, shocked us, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been very careful not to pick sides in this because I'm not in the locker room, and I think that there are some mistruths all over this story in every single side and every single aspect of it. What we saw publicly was, of course, the blow-up at the press conference, so we know that to be true. But I think there's a lot of people... Look, journalists don't just make stories up. They don't just sit there and go in their little lab and go, hey, I know what I will do. I will concoct this from nothing. It will be...
I was going to say some do, but they're not journalists.
Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. They're Twitter accounts. But, yeah, you know, like, Dave Meltzer or Sean or Ed, name it, Mike Johnson, name a wrestling journalist. They're not sitting there making stuff up. If they've got something wrong, it's because a source has misinformed them, right? And they've and all of that, and like they've been led astray a little bit. And the vast majority of these situations will result if they are proven incorrect in the journalist going like back, taking it back, and going, "Yep, we got this one wrong." Whatever. But this is the closest I've been to taking a side in this whole situation because I love CM Punk, I love the Elite, I love Chaos as well. John Moxley, sir, starting beef with John Moxley. That's sus.
Unless, of course, my theory's been right all along, and Agent Ambrose is pulling his little strings because we all know, he never was.
He's still signed with WWE, man. But like, I mean, my tongue's in cheek when I'm saying starting beef with John Moxley is sus. But because he's so, like, drama-averse, it's quite interesting. Punk remains the most entertaining circus in wrestling, and he hasn't been on screen since September. So.
Yeah. And, for those...
he's on this screen, I guess.
I am a huge fan of CM Punk, particularly because in The Simpsons meme, he's putting my kids through college with all this stuff. We're like, that's a bit of a quiet week. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, we were like, oh, well, we might as well do a second news video.
But yeah.
We'll have a second news video today, by the way, if you don't want CM Punk and AEW stories, WWE stuff coming up later on, 5 p.m. UK time.
And as if you need the encouragement, there's the comment section.
Yeah,
fire away. Most importantly, be nice. And remember, none of you were there when this happened.
The wrestlers aren't your friends.
Well, apart from Maxwell Jacob Friedman, of course, my best friend.
Me and John Moxley are really good pals. Me too.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Let's move on and talk more about the, professional wrestling side of things here, Andy, because AEW reportedly...
This story is, like, from the Punk story? What are we doing?
Would you like a small cracker with your nice steak there? It's a bit dry, but okay. Yeah, they're considering moving all out 2023, basically. A Fightful Select coming through with this one. Obviously, they normally do it at Chicago's United Center. They normally do it at the Now Arena. They could be going to the United Center, although they could still be putting shows on at the Now Arena subsequent to this, if they decide for, I don't know, TV or something, for example.
Yeah.
But obviously, this would be the first time they haven't held All Out there other than the pandemic.
Yeah.
Understandably.
The bad times.
Yes.
Yeah. The United Center. I have no real opinion on this. I've been to the United Center to watch the Chicago.
Love to go to Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago rules. I watched the Bulls play the Denver Nuggets. I think it was the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic. Someone in the comment section, let me know if that's correct. The Bulls got absolutely pounded. Like, they got dumped. It was 2018. They got ruined by like 50 points. And we were sitting there going, go Bulls.
That's Michael Jordan coming on.
They had Denzel Valentine.
Good name.
That's the only player. Zach LaVine, I think he was there too.
But yeah, anyway. He's a lead singer of Maroon 5.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. The DM King, of course. Yeah, I like the United Center. I've never been to the Now Arena, so I guess this is good. Also, the United Center's like right smack in the middle of Chicago as well.
Oh, good.
The Now Arena, the former Sears Center, is in the Hoffman Estates.
Well, for a brief second when I read this story, I saw the headline, AEW considering moving it all out, and I was like, we've got the AEW UK show! There we go!
Hell yeah.
No word on that yet, is there?
No one.
Strangely quiet.
What if they hold the UK show in Chicago?
Good point.
I like Chicago.
They could do what they always do when they come here. Where are you when WWE used to come here? Where are you in the UK? Liverpool, Manchester, Sheffield. Cool. Big red bus and a phone box and a taxi. That's what you have, isn't it?
Yeah, go to Glasgow and like take Big Ben with them or something.
Yeah. I tell you who's really over here in Manchester. The Queen. But anyway, I'll keep you up to date and hopefully find out about that UK show eventually. Andy and I both subscribed to the theory that they were going to announce it, and then Money in the Bank dropped on July 1st in the UK, and they went, right.
Flip. Yeah.
Let's move on to your community questions. It is Wacky Friday, of course, and if you didn't ask one, a jacked eel is going to come and eat you, as he threatened.
Yeah, you see this guy, man, he's ripped. You were right yesterday, man, he's been on them, what are they called? Steroids.
Yeah.
I almost said pills.
Now, normally we do 5 questions here, but you witness me pick the 5 questions and then say, that question's too good, we're going to have 6. So I'm going to speed through these, Andy.
Well, we only had 2 stories, so... You know.
Michael Ward says, good morning, legends. Which 4 wrestlers would Andy choose to start a thrash metal band with?
What? Okay. A thrash metal band. Are there any thrash musicians in wrestling already?
What's your boy The Butcher do?
The Butcher played for Every Time I Die, who are like a chaotic, hardcore, inventive, like, groove. Like, it's really hard to, like, sum up their music. It was all over the place, and it was really good. And, like, Brody King sings in God's Hate, who are, like...
Of course, yeah.
...belligerent hardcore band, who I love as well. I don't know if there's a lot of thrash musicians in, so I'm going to go...
Rick Boogs!
Okay, he's a Metallica guy, isn't he? All right, we're going for Rick Boogs on lead. I'm playing rhythm because I'm, like, really unflashy. But I keep the time on guitar. What am I talking about? Who else have we got? Seamus can be the drummer. Why not? Because he beats people's chests.
Good point. Sean Spears, bass, solid hand, keeps it all.
There you go, keeps it all together. Who else is a bit metal? I'll get Malachi Black to be the front man. There you go. Boom, that's my band.
And Margot Stunt.
Marco Stunt, alright.
Just jumping in.
He's a good
the crowd.
Singer. He's a good singer.
Of course, he went on The Voice, didn't he?
He sounds like Ed Sheeran. Yeah. Ed Sheeran singing thrash metal would be a ride, wouldn't it? Missed.
No, thank you. Gary Blackwood gives us our second question of the day. Stick with me on this one. Gary says, alright, legends, with the 4 pillars of AEW2 collide, my question to you is, if you could be a door, what kind of door would you be? Have a great weekend, guys. You have a great weekend too, Gary.
I'd be a revolving door.
Oh, nice.
You just keep rolling.
I like that.
Yeah, you just keep going. It's fine.
I was going to say a door with like a nice big peephole in.
A peephole?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But changed my mind and decided saloon doors.
Because people like can bust right through you.
Ooh,
yeah. Definitely a revolving door, because then like your entrance theme could be the Crazy Town song, which is bad, but you know.
It's no butterfly.
Have you ever heard revolving
we
doors?
We have. We listened to it in the office fairly soon.
Yeah, it's...
Whenever they come, they go through my revolving door.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a Crazy Town?
Have you ever heard a Toxic by Crazy Town?
I've heard 2 Crazy Town songs.
Oh, okay.
One Toxic is not one of them, but it will be in about 10 minutes, let's be honest.
Some of their songs have aged like milk, put it that way.
Okay. Toxic Peacock says...
Okay, it's crazy, Dan. Sorry, Peacock.
Morning Legends. I like it. This is a great question. What's your favourite appetizer?
Oh, my.
Personally, I'm a mozzarella stick guy.
Okay.
I only discovered mozzarella sticks recently.
This is tough. Oh, my goodness gracious me. I feel like I like mozzarella sticks too, but I feel like you have to have some good marinara sauce to go with. So I like chicken wings as a starter, as an appetizer, right? Buffalo sauce and blue cheese dip. That's me.
That's a great shout.
That's me. That could be your main course as well, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm very much a halloumi guy.
Oh, yes. Big fan.
My wife and I recently went to Big Tesco in Gateshead. And we're a bit hungry beforehand. So, you know, there's the Nando's net across the road. We just bought some halloumi to take out and walk around Tesco with.
So that'll be £2?
You're like, do you want a table or...
No, just some halloumi, please.
And just bread.
Bread.
I just love bread. It's my big weakness. Like, I was the same as Scott Pilgrim, going, bread makes you fat!
If you abuse it. Yeah. The carb count, baby.
Clifford Martin, the big red questioner, writes... Morning, lads.
Not the dog, obviously.
Simple question. If Tony Khan were to cut a promo about Adam and the cow, what would it sound like?
Well, I think you can answer that, to my dismay.
9 days you've been dating that cow! 9 days, you creepy little bastard, sucking on its udders, getting rock hard when it goes, freak! Get out of my face! You're going to lose to John Moxley, too!
You can tell Ben Roy about the swear.
Yeah, sorry, Ben Roy. It's the swear in there. It's a bit where Tony Khan having a go at me for being erotically excited.
Shagging a cow.
By the laughing cow.
Yeah.
Hit me
a
up.
A cartoon cow that makes cheese.
Dude, that giggle, though, man. Top three giggles. Laughing cow, Trish Stratus. Who's the third one?
Postman Pat, I don't know. Bella Lasagna from Fireman Sam. Oh. I don't know. Does she giggle? I don't know.
You've started.
I'm trying to.
Why
do
you said that to me?
I'm trying to do your gimmicks here. I don't know what I'm talking about. Shout out to Fireman Sam. What was his mate called again?
Oh,
his buddy, second in command.
Postman.
This is not the same. Ponty Pandy.
Yeah,
that's the guy.
A little ginger kid in there, wasn't there?
That's the guy. That's you.
Prick. Right. Here's the question that I said. That question's too good. I have to include it, despite the fact I've got my fives from MJ Droz. What is the correct way to scoop Neapolitan ice cream? It's a very good question, that.
All right, I've got it. What you do is, what order are they in again? Like, in the thing, is there a set order?
I don't know if there's a set order. It's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, obviously.
Okay, all right, so let's say it goes in chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, because I don't know off the top of my head. What you do is you start with the chocolate, you slowly scoop...
Are you mixing them all in one go?
I'm mixing them up, brother. You slowly scoop towards the vanilla, and then you take the scoop out because strawberry ice cream is trash. There you go.
Wow.
Boom. That's the correct way to scoop it.
And there's me thinking they're going to be arguing about CM Punk in the comments.
Strawberry ice cream is garbage.
It's my least favourite out of the three, I'll give you that.
Plain old vanilla is nice. I've never had a fruit ice cream that didn't taste like butts, apart from Solero's. But that's not really fruit ice cream.
Raspberry Ripple is the greatest ice cream that there is. Flavour. And I will go to my grave defending
it. I'll put you to your grave if that's your pick.
But I'm very sort of no about that. It'd be one scoop of chocolate, one scoop of vanilla, one scoop of strawberry. They can mix together all they like in a bowl,
but
I want to
keep
them separate.
All right, fair play. You know, in the Murray household, we use a fork to get ice cream out of the tub.
Is that a Scottish thing or is that just a Murray thing?
It's a my dad thing that I now do. We're idiots, complete buffoons.
And boy, NBN gives us our final question of the day. Assuming Tony Khan buys Manchester United, which Manchester United player...
Assuming?
Which Manchester United player do you see crossing over and actually having a match?
Fred.
I love Fred.
Fred, nah.
Your brain goes Harry Maguire, doesn't it?
Yeah, because he's a bit weird.
He's a bit weird. Got that sort of Von Wagner energy about him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he can handle himself.
Yeah, he's a big lad. Big lad.
What's that? Is it like... The new, is it Martinez? The crazy...
Sandro Martinez, the butcher.
I want to see, he's got something about him, that lad.
He's aggy. He's got a bit of fire.
Rashford's obviously insane.
Yeah, Rashford's too nice.
Yeah.
Like, he's single-handedly saving this country.
Do you know who you'd be good? I think he's got, I watched his interview the other day and he sounded as boring as sin. But that's Sabitzer.
Ah.
Like, I feel like he could craft some sort of character there.
Bit of an edge.
But you might be right with Fred.
Scott McTominay's quite chaotic.
Scotty T, yeah.
He's quite chaotic and a bit rubbish, so he might be the one for wrestling.
But my brain, for some reason, despite that he's not played with him for years, automatically goes to Zlatan Ibrahimovic, as it should with everything, because dare to Zlatan, I suppose.
Gary Pallister.
Are we going legacy? Henning Berg.
Ronnie Johnson. Paul Parker.
I mean, it's Yap Stam, innit?
It is.
Yap Stam's a killer.
Yeah. Yip Yap Stam, catch him if you can. He wasn't very fast. I don't know why that was a chance.
Oh, that clip of him. It's like an Inter Milan player walking into his chest and him just not moving.
Yeah, and no selling it, brother.
God, it's amazing. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to today's And Finally. And finally, Andy. How the f*** doesn't CM Punk in Rocky movie? What's he doing? I'm fairly certain when I was younger, I didn't actively seek out a Rocky movie. They just happened in front of me. I've seen all of them. Because of course I have. How's he not? Who's he? Michael Owen? What's going on?
I've not seen Rocky 3, to be fair.
Mate, Rocky 3 is the best film in the Rocky franchise.
Wow.
It's got Mr. T in it. It's the best story. It's the story they should have fucking told with Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler, but that's a rant for another time. But, I mean, like you say, you've not seen Rocky 3, fair enough. I mean, you should change that literally tonight, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, Rebecca.
I'm going to see The Lion King, brother. I can't...
I think The Lion King's going, yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. It's amazing, Rocky 3. Okay. It's an emotional roller coaster. Just gets you right here. But how have you not just stumbled across him and Apollo Creed? Or stumbled... Like, the fighting the Russians. Oh, God.
So this
the one time I've been like, oh, Punk, what are you doing, bro?
God damn, Punk, you
everything
slipped.
Else he's done, I've been like, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine, you can do that. But come on, Phil. Come on. You got all this time off as well now. You've been healing up. Put the Rocky film on.
Here's where you might sense that CM Punk is not being entirely honest with certain things, because there are actually quite a few tweets of him in the past saying, I don't like the Rocky films. So he probably has.
You've probably seen it. Yeah. You can say you don't like them. I mean, you'd be wrong. Yeah. You can say you don't like them.
He's a silly boy.
But watch the Rocky film.
He's watched them, brother.
Do you know what Sly Stallone went through? Oh, we'll take that film off you. No, I have to be Rocky. No. Anyway.
The Fiend.
More serious news later on today with us talking about WWE, but let us know your thoughts on CM Punk and Neapolitan Ice Cream in the comments or on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Why don't you can follow both of us? Or Andy Murray at, yep. Sorry, I forgot to say that bit.
At Andy H. Murray, the H stands for Hoop43, Hoopy.
Like, okay. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. Like, share, subscribe. I'm not sure I've already said that. And subscribe to WhatCultureWrestling wherever you get your podcasts from. Daily Wrestling Podcast, SmackDown Preview, Rampage Preview, and of course, WrestleCulture. What if I have anything to talk about on WrestleCulture? Ah, well, I'm sure we'll still at least have a bloody good quiz.
Can I do WrestleCulture today? I think it'll be fun.
Look at that. Welcome aboard, brother.
Hey, I think it'll be a fun one, brother.
It's going to be the Chaos Edition, baby. Right, my thanks, Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Peace.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.